WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic. Today, we're diving into something super powerful, meditation. Now, I know what you're thinking. Dylan, meditation, isn't that all incense sticks and tie-dye? Well, not exactly. Listen, in today's world, our minds are constantly bombarded with noise, emails, notifications, social media, the news. It never stops. Ever felt like your brain is a runaway train, thoughts racing a mile a minute? You know that feeling when you can't even focus on finishing a sentence because there's a million things vying for your attention? That's where meditation steps in, like a calming oasis in the desert of our daily chaos. So, why is this ancient practice so relevant today? Because it's the ultimate tool for finding clarity, peace, and even strength. Think of it as training your mind to become more focused, resilient, and ultimately happier. Let's break down some key takeaways that will make meditation a regular part of your routine. First, forget about clearing your mind. That's a myth. Meditation isn't about silencing your thoughts, it's about observing them without judgment. Imagine your thoughts as clouds passing by in the sky. You don't try to push them away, you just acknowledge them and let them drift on by. Second, consistency is key. Just like hitting the gym, meditation requires regular practice to see real results. Start with even 5 minutes a day, that's all it takes. Build up gradually as you feel comfortable. You can meditate anywhere, anytime. During your commute, before bed, or even right here at your desk. Third, find a quiet space where you won't be disturbed. This doesn't have to be a fancy meditation room, it could simply be a corner of your bedroom or your favorite park bench. The key is to create an environment that feels calm and peaceful. Fourth, focus on your breath. Your breath is like an anchor, grounds you in the present moment. Inhale deeply through your nose, feeling your belly expand, and exhale slowly through your mouth. Repeat this simple process, bringing your attention back to your breath whenever your mind wanders. Finally, be patient with yourself. Meditation isn't about achieving some perfect state of bliss. It's a journey, with ups and downs, just like life. There will be days when your mind feels racing, and that's okay. Just gently guide your attention back to your breath and keep practicing. Let me tell you a story. I used to be the type who ran on caffeine and pure willpower. Deadlines? No problem. Meetings? Bring it on. But behind the facade of I got this, my mind was a hurricane of stress and anxiety. Then, I stumbled upon meditation. At first, it felt awkward, like trying to sit still for more than 5 seconds was a Herculean feat. But slowly, things started to change. My focus improved, my stress levels decreased, and I even found myself making better decisions. One day, during a particularly hectic work week, I felt that familiar sense of overwhelm creeping in. Instead of reaching for another cup of coffee, I took 5 minutes to meditate. As I focused on my breath, I felt the tension melt away, replaced by a sense of calm and clarity. I tackled the rest of the day with renewed energy and focus, proving that even a few moments of quiet reflection can make a world of difference. Think about it, how many times have you felt overwhelmed, stressed, or just plain lost? Meditation isn't a magic bullet, but it's a powerful tool that can help you navigate life's challenges with more grace and resilience. It's like sharpening your mind, so you can respond to situations with clarity and strength instead of reacting impulsively. Remember, finding clarity isn't about escaping the world. It's about facing it with a calmer, more focused mind. So, take a few minutes today, just 5, and try it out. You might be surprised at what you discover. Alright, listeners, that's it for today. Remember to start small, be patient with yourself, and most importantly, make meditation a regular part of your life. It'll change the way you think, feel, and approach the world around you. And as always, share your thoughts, experiences, or even questions on our social media pages. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay stoic, stay strong, and keep that mind sharp.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.